Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Wow, wow, wow. What a day, huh?
For Buffalo, the groundbreaking ceremony at Riverbend was meant to be a fresh start.
Riverbend was what made us great in the first place, and this facility is about what's going to make us great in the future.
For several executives at LP Simonelli, the company chosen to build the factory, it was also a chance for a free lunch. They ate at Cabaret Restaurant behind Shea's Performing Arts Center downtown. That afternoon, LP Simonelli picked up the tab, but ultimately, state taxpayers footed the bill. Several months later, the company included the cost of the meal in its reimbursable expenses on the project. This wasn't a one-off. Under the state Freedom of Information law, Investigative Post obtained the company's expense records for the first year of construction. They include thousands of dollars on meals, including lavish dinners and entertaining business guests. Even $4 for an ebook one executive bought on Amazon, The Five Dysfunctions of a Team, summarized for busy people. I showed some of the receipts to Sam McGavin, executive director of Local Good Government Group, the Partnership for the Public Good.
If your company wants to have nice dinners, fine, but you pay for that. You don't bill that directly to the taxpayer. That just seems crazy.
1 week in March 2015, the company billed for lunch Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Taxpayers picked up the tab for everything from takeout at Mighty Taco to catered meals at the job site, topped off with a pub lunch.
You know, just kind of normal common sense tells you that shouldn't be part of contracting with the state of New York.
Normally, it isn't. The state agencies that usually handle public construction projects don't pay contractors for these kinds of things. But this project was different. Instead of one of those agencies, it was managed by a state-affiliated nonprofit, the Fort Schuyler Management Corporation. And Fort Schuyler said it didn't have to follow the usual rules.
And they kind of transformed into a economic development entity that was off the books.
John Traylor is a top deputy in the state controller's office, and his department usually reviews state contracts, but not Fort Schuyler's.
So it was a way to really remove a lot of the oversight where tax dollars were involved.
LP Simonelli said in a statement that, under the terms of their contract, all the meals and entertainment expenses were allowed. They said Fort Schuyler reviewed all the receipts before paying them and didn't raise any concerns. Last year, three of the company's top executives and key state officials were charged with rigging the bids to build the factory to ensure that LP Simonelli would be awarded the contract. In light of that, state lawmakers are now contemplating a bill that would ban nonprofits like Fort Schuyler from being used for state contracting in the first place. After last year's corruption scandal, Governor Cuomo promised reforms, but he opposes this legislation. Crystal Peoples-Stokes chairs the state assembly committee that's considering the bill.
You know, those allegations have been made, those issues are in courts, and, you know, I suspect that people would like to try to figure out ways to prevent that from happening again.
For WBFO News, I'm Charlotte Keith with Investigative Post.